Well, it's still April 25th, and it's still, for most people, the Feast of St. Mark, but for me, it is still the anniversary of the dedication of the church. And I thought that's what I would talk about a little bit now. Now that we've kind of gone through the different ranks of the celebrations that the church has, we could talk about why the solemnity, or why the dedication of a church is given the rank of a solemnity, and why it stands above everything else, and why we even celebrate them in the first place. It's kind of, you might be able to see how the dedication of a church is kind of a big deal. But why do you come back and celebrate that again year after year after year? And why does it continue to be such an important and big, kind of big deal in the church's life? And I think that that's a fair question to ask because, you've probably dealt with some of this before. Like the same kind of tired old, not necessarily anti-Catholic, but things that people don't understand about the Catholic Church, like, do you really worship Mary? Do you really worship all these statues? Like, now you're going to tell me that you worship your building. Like, none of that's true. But we have good reasons for having a very deep devotion to Mary. We have really good reasons for having a lot of statues of like the different saints or the Sacred Heart or whatever scattered throughout our churches and our homes. And there's a really good reason for celebrating the anniversary of the dedication of a church. And I think it all goes back to just whether or not you have a sacramental mindset. And when I say sacramental in this case, I'm talking lowercase s, not big s, so I'm not referring to like the seven actual sacraments. I'm just referring to what a sacrament is in the general sense of the word, which is simply to say that a sacrament is a sign of something else, right? It points to a hidden or a greater reality, and you use something that's just easier to understand, to represent what that bigger reality is, right? And of course, in this case, I mean, a church building is a pretty big sign, but it's also representative of a really big kind of thing, you know? So, through his death and resurrection, Christ became the true and perfect temple of the new covenant and gathered together a people to be his own. This holy people, united through the mystery of the Trinity, is the church, which is to say it is the temple of God, built of living stones, where the Father is worshipped in spirit and truth. So, from the earliest days, the name church has been given to the building in which the Christian community gathers to do liturgy, to worship, to hear the word of God, to pray together, to celebrate the sacraments, and most importantly, to participate in the Eucharist. Because the church is a visible building, it stands as a special sign, or if you will, a special sacrament, again, lowercase s, a special sign of the pilgrim church on earth, and it reflects the church dwelling in heaven. So there's the deeper reality that it's pointing to. When a church is built then, and it's, destined solely and permanently for assembling the people of God and for carrying out sacred functions, it should be dedicated with a very solemn rite, because it's becoming something that's far greater than what it looks like. And so when you dedicate the church, you're dedicating it it's a very long kind of ritual, and it's a very beautiful kind of thing. And there's a lot of pomp and circumstance to it. And if you do like the full rite of dedication, it's kind of cool. Like it starts with this procession from one place to the actual church, where like the bishop has to like knock on the door several times, like demand entry, and as he comes in, he claims the building for Christ. The whole thing is sprinkled with holy water. They hand over the documents and the blueprints and the keys to the bishop. If they're going to put relics in the altar, which they don't have to do, there's a special rite for that. The altar, the walls of the church are anointed with chrism in at least four places, sometimes as many as 12. The altar itself is anointed with chrism, and then incense is burnt on it. And then it's, fully decorated and lit up with candles. And like it, and then, of course, ultimately the Eucharist is celebrated there. But the idea is that this whole building is dedicated and set apart to the worship of God. And it's kind of a big deal. And that's why the church wants to go back and remember that year after year and time and time again, because this has been set apart to remind us of the fact that we're all united as a family here on this earth, and this is the place we come together to be family in the truest sense. but we're also part of a larger family that goes, you know, beyond this life. And this, our gathering here in these churches, is but a foreshadowing of the gathering to come when, God willing, we're all happy with him in the kingdom of heaven and reunited at the ultimate, you know, the banquet of the Lamb. Like, this is just the beginning of what we're called to do. The liturgy itself for the dedication of, or the anniversary of the dedication of the church, kind of speaks to some of this too. Like, why we're not celebrating the building, but what we're why we're celebrating the fact that it was built in the first place. I'm sure if I'm saying that as well as I want to, but let me read you the preface for Mass today, and then I'm just gonna throw some thoughts out there, and we'll move on with this. For in this visible house that you have let us build, and where you never cease to show favor to the family on pilgrimage to you in this place, you wonderfully manifest and accomplish the mystery of your communion with us. Here you build up for yourself the temple that we are, and cause your church, spread throughout the world, to grow ever more and more as the Lord's own body, till she reaches her fullness in the vision of peace, the heavenly city of Jerusalem. So, you were talking about, first of all, the fact that, again, we're all striving towards something that's beyond this, and this is the place of unity and togetherness. But what we're also celebrating here is the fact that we didn't just build this church. A bunch of people didn't just get around and say, okay, I'm going to do this because I feel like this is the thing that I'm supposed to do, or because I really want to do this. We're acknowledging the fact that God let us build this. And this is one of the reasons, perhaps the reason, why the anniversary of the dedication of a church is a solemnity. Remember when we talked about the different ranks of feasts, we said that a solemnity is the highest one because what it's celebrating is one of the things that is absolutely most central to the mystery of our salvation. There is nothing, I shouldn't say there is nothing more central, but one of the things that is like most important to consider is that it is God who is calling us together as his family. Like the God who created the universe and holds everything together in existence, he of which nothing greater can be conceived, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, who doesn't need you, wants you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to be your God, and he wants you to be part of his people. It's this completely unmerited gift of love. And that's what we celebrate when we dedicate a church specifically to his worship. That we have a God that wants to be that close to us, that wants to be caught up in every aspect, every moment, every joy and sorrow of our lives. And so we build these churches as places where we can come together as family and offer him our worship, as imperfect as it is, so that one day we might be worthy of celebrating with him the perfect liturgy of heaven. That's what it means to celebrate the dedication of a church. We're not celebrating the building. We're celebrating the fact that we're called to be part of this family, even though we perhaps don't deserve to be part of this family, because, you know, we all sin and we all fall short in different ways. But God continues to offer his love and mercy to us, and we continue to go back to these places to receive those gifts. So anyway, that's just hopefully that kind of helps you understand why we celebrate the dedication of churches. I'm going to throw a couple pictures up on this post as well, just the inside of what Holy Trinity Church looks like, because I'm sure a lot of people listening to this have not been here yet. You can take a look at that. Every church is different, and it is what it is. This church is 50 years old today. 1970, April 25th, 1970, Bishop Leonard came and consecrated this church. And here it sits, and we don't know what the future is going to be because of On Mission for the Church Alive, but for the time being, this place is a place where we will offer the best worship we can to his honor and glory. Hopefully, because I might die this afternoon. My plan for today, it's an absolutely beautiful day, so my plan is to get out there and try to cut some grass. We have a fantastic maintenance staff, but they've been using the downtime with everything being closed to do some additional work, cleaning out church halls, like stripping floors, waxing, cleaning out kitchens, doing a lot of repair work. They're about to start some big projects in the school. So they've had less time to do things like cut grass. Meanwhile, I haven't had a whole lot to do because there's nothing else going on. So I said to them, why don't you just bring me a mower and a gas can, and I can maybe get some of the stuff around here. And everyone thought that was a great idea. But these last couple of days, my allergies have really started to been, like, they've really been acting up a little bit. And so I'm not sure this is the greatest idea I've ever had, but I'm going to get out there and try to do it. And as long as I don't go into respiratory arrest, I should be okay. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's about all for now. Hope I have... I don't have the 10 o'clock mass tomorrow, but I will be at the 10 o'clock mass tomorrow. I'm not preaching. I'm not the celebrant, but you're still welcome to watch us on the YouTube channel. And I think that's about it. All right. God bless.